we celebrate Pentecost again. Pentecost celebration, as it were, points to who we are. It is about ourselves. It is about what we represent. It is about our unity. And that was the miracle which occurred on the day of Pentecost. There was that wonderful experience, understanding, that great love, that insight, which the people couldn't believe it was happening. So on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit came upon the people gathered there. Different people speaking different languages since the Tower of Babel now appreciate something common, some commonality among them. At Pentecost, a dramatic turn of event occurred. Something wonderful, something different happened. And this is a miracle everyone is talking about. They experience a miracle. Right now, as we gather here, we can count more than one language. English, Spanish, perhaps people from Vietnam speaking Vietnamese language. I am coming from Africa, I'm coming from Ghana, I have my own language. But we gather here with some understanding, some degree of unity. That's why we are able to gather here and worship together, irrespective of where each one is coming from. Brothers and sisters, understanding one another should not necessarily be through a particular spoken language, but it should be through acceptance of one another as a family, where our behavior, where our attitude, where our demeanor, our actions, all speak a common language. We are coming from different places, but the beautiful thing is that we speak one language because of our behavior, our attitude, our actions, our demeanor. And we understand each other. Therefore, we enter this church and we praise the Lord because we are united in Christ. Our language goes beyond the spoken word. And in fact, all of us are written pieces of documents being read by people on the outside. There is so much about us. We are a book, a written piece. And as we mingle, as we meet with people, as we work with people, as we travel with them, they read us. You don't need to open your mouth to say something before someone understands what you are saying. As we go back and forth, we are speaking, we are talking, but we don't open our mouth. This is the miracle we are gifted with. because we are united. This miracle which happened on the day of Pentecost was the miracle of mutual understanding. It was the miracle of mutual love. It was all about respect. It was about acceptance. It was about unity. So as we gather here, we are celebrating ourselves. We are celebrating who we are and what we represent. And this mutual understanding, this mutual love, is happening today. It is happening now. Because this is who we are. This is what we do. This is what we demonstrate. So today we celebrate Pentecost. And we continue to celebrate Pentecost many times. Anytime we meet and we respect one another, we are united, we have understanding and the insight to come together, we celebrate Pentecost. Because Pentecost, as it were, is all about understanding. It's all about who we are. It's all about our respect. And this is the miracle, because they came from different places, speaking different languages. Well, how come that everyone understands what the other is saying? And this is the gift we are accorded in the Catholic Church. Come from anywhere, go to any place, the Catholic Church is the same. We do the same thing everywhere. So on this day, because of this insight, our forefathers said, if we are coming from different places and we can understand one another, then we are one family. So all over the world, around the globe, we are one family, no matter where you are coming from. So universally, we are a family. That is why the church on that day was born and given the name Universal Family. Universal Family. Universal, which is Catholic, and family, which is church. That is why we call our church Catholic Church. Universal Family. All emanating from the understanding, the love, the unity that we are blessed with. So on this day, the church was born and was named the Catholic Church. Brothers and sisters, this was a restoration of that gift which the people lost at the Tower of Babel. The gift has been restored to us. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the benefit of all. My talent, your gift, her charism, are all different, and none is bigger or greater than the other. We have different gifts and talents, but we bring all of these to the table and we grow together in the Lord. We grow together in the Spirit. God bless you.